Atlantis fellows and friends. My name is Elizabeth Coates. Welcome to the 8th episode of the Atlantis podcast and the continuation of our competitive medical school applicant series. Today, we'll discuss the secondary applications you'll fill out after the primary application and also talk through preparing for interviews. Once you've submitted your AMCAS application, individual schools will get back to you requesting additional essays. You should look up the screening process for the schools you apply to. Some schools will send secondaries to all applicants, others will have a relatively low bar for filtering applicants for the secondaries, and others will have more stringent requirements before sending secondaries. Know that you'll probably get secondaries for most of the schools you apply to. An important thing to note about secondaries is that you should turn them back in to the school within a week or two of receiving them. While you may have spent weeks or months perfecting your personal statement, this is not the time to spend an inordinate amount of time agonizing over the perfectly written essay. Of course, you should still put thought and care into the process. Editing and proofreading is a must. You can also research commonly asked secondary application prompts and have some stock responses ready to adapt. However, many of these questions may ask specific questions about the school, like why you want to go to that school specifically. Don't make it sound too generic and actually include reasons you're interested in that school over others. The format of secondaries can vary by school. Some may just be yes or no questions, and others may have a dozen or more short answers. And others may ask for up to 4 essays. Typically, you can expect a couple of short essay prompts and some additional background data on you. Usually, secondaries cost about $100, but can range from $30 to $250. It's a good idea to use a spreadsheet to keep track of where you are with each secondary so none fall through the cracks. So what questions do they ask on secondaries? Most commonly, it will involve questions about the specific school, like why you want to go there, why you would be a good fit, or how you could add diversity to their community. Other commonly asked questions involve experiences that may not have been thoroughly covered in the primary application, like non-academic activities, leadership experience, difficult challenges, postgraduate experience, if applicable, or any other special circumstances. Prospective doctor has a list of essay prompts from previous years for different med schools. On the topic of interviews, last week we had a mock interview with Oliver, and this week we'll discuss some of the nitty-gritty aspects of how to prepare for your interviews, either traditional or MMI. First, you have the traditional interview. This is where you spend 1 or 2 relatively long sessions answering questions from one person or a panel of people. There are a few topics you should be prepared to answer on these interviews. Your background and underlying reasoning for interest in medicine and that school specifically, knowledge of medical school process and curriculum, knowledge of current hot topics in medicine and culture at large, understanding of ethics, especially in a medical setting, and an ability to demonstrate teamwork, empathy, and creativity. So think about personal stories that would apply to these topics and be able to adapt them to a variety of questions interviewers may ask you. Practice your interview with a variety of different people and film yourself to see if you're prone to distracting or awkward mannerisms while you interview. However, make sure you don't sound so rehearsed that you sound like a monotone recorder reading from a script. So the second type of interview is the MMI style interview. MMI stands for Multiple Mini Interview. This format was developed by McMaster's University in the early 2000s, and since then, many other universities have adopted this method. Instead of having 1 or 2 traditional long interviews, applicants participate in 6 to 12 short interviews with different people. Usually you'll be given a prompt about an ethical dilemma or situation. have a couple of minutes to collect your thoughts, and then spend 5 to 10 minutes discussing your answer. The advantage of this is that you get more chances to make a good impression, and it gives you a little bit more time to process your answer before you have to start speaking. Because MMIs so often focus on ethical scenarios, it's a good idea to have a framework for answering those questions. The best place to start with this is the Four Principles of Medical Ethics developed by Dr. Beauchamp and Childress in their seminal book, Principles of Biomedical Ethics. The four principles are respect for autonomy, beneficence, non-malfeasance, and justice. Autonomy means that the patient is informed and able to choose their own treatment. Beneficence is the doctor's duty to do good. Non-malfeasance is a duty not to do bad. And justice means that all people are treated equally and equitably. When discussing the scenario, be sure to explain how each principle is relevant to the situation. The Atlantis blog has a great example laying out how to apply these principles to a specific scenario, and Oliver used them last week as he discussed his answer to the MMI prompt. Start your interview by asking if the interviewer is allowed to answer questions. And be sure to spend at least a little time explaining the strengths and weaknesses of each side's view. Regardless of interview style, it's important to present yourself professionally. Wear clean and professional clothing and keep a pen and pad of paper in order to take notes. Begin your interview by thanking your interviewer. It's also a good idea to handwrite or email thank you notes to the people who interviewed you. Another thing to keep in mind as you do interviews. You'll actually be on campus, so take advantage of this time to ask current students about their experience. Sit in on lectures if possible and see if the culture and environment are a good fit for you. If you have the option to stay with a student, take advantage of it. You'll get to know the school and students better and also save money. It's easy to get so focused on presenting yourself as the best possible candidate that you forget to evaluate whether the med school is right for you. Consider extending your stay at the school by a day if you think you'll be too nervous to think about this before your interviews. So as I've been discussing secondaries and interviews, you may have noticed how the cost of these steps really add up. When you factor in the cost of preparing and registering for the MCAT, submitting a primary application to 15 to 25 schools, and then secondary applications to about that many schools, flying or driving to interview locations, overnight stays during interviews, and other random costs like access to the MSAR, it can add up to about $6,000 to $10,000. As I've mentioned before, the AAMC's fee assistance program can help if you qualify, but you should start thinking ahead and save money so you're not unpleasantly surprised as the expenses start adding up. And now for one interesting fact about one of our fellowship locations. In 2001, Portugal decriminalized drug use and instead began treating drug use as a medical issue. Portugal went from having some of the worst rates of drug usage in the 90s to having a drug-induced death rate 5 times lower than the average in the EU. As healthcare professionals in the US think about how to respond to the opioid crisis, evaluating the pros and cons of Portugal's approach could be a valuable tool. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week as we talk about deciding on a school and what to do to get off a wait list. Music by Audionautix.com.